From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a fifth night of anti-government protest in Iran, another 9 people are reported dead, bringing to at least 21 those killed since the demonstrations erupted Thursday, including a policeman Monday. The violence took place despite a call Sunday for calm by President Hassan Rouhani. The Iranian leaders said many of the protesters are driven by economic concerns, along with a desire for greater freedom. Social media video showed protesters attacking a police station. Police reportedly fired water cannon on protesters in the capital, Tehran. Hundreds have been arrested. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said these protests are different from ones held in the past.
Usually clashes with the security services featured university students, academics, activists, people who basically had planned on demonstrating before the government then registered their grievances. But now what we're seeing is basically the working classes, the poor, in a kind of a haphazard, not necessarily organized fashion, lashing back at the very local institutions of the regime in a way that's been very different from major urban area-driven protests of previous phases.
In his latest tweet, President Donald Trump said the great Iranian people have been repressed for years. He said they're hungry for food and freedom, adding that along with human rights, the wealth of Iran is being looted. It's time for a change. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to exercise restraint following clashes with anti-government protesters Sunday that left at least 8 dead. They're demanding President Joseph Kabila, in power since 2001, leave office. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan billions over the past 15 years and gotten little in return. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Rafiq Dosani finds the statement curious following recent U.S. praise of Islamabad.
Pakistan has, over the last year, for example, cracked down on terrorists. They've released people that were being held by the Haqqani network and were praised by the U.S. for it. So it's not clear how this morning Mr. Trump has looked at all the evidence, some of which his own administration has provided in praising Pakistan and then saying, well, we think we made a big mistake.
Pakistan Tuesday summoned the U.S. ambassador to the Foreign Office, although the content of that conversation has not been revealed. In Syria, President Bashar al-Assad Monday reshuffled part of the government, replacing 3 ministers holding the defense, information, and industry portfolios. The shakeup comes after a year of battlefield successes with help from Russia and Iran against an array of rebel groups seeking to topple the Assad regime. In Brazil, at least 9 inmates were killed, several injured, dozens have escaped following a prison riot Monday near Brasilia. It came on the one-year anniversary of another riot in the Amazon, in which 56 inmates were killed. 3 other prison riots last January left more than 60 dead. Record cold covers most of the eastern half of the United States, from Texas to the East Coast, and as far south as Florida. Temperatures are some 20 to 30 degrees colder than normal. Dave Samuels in AccuWeather Forecast.
Most of the United States, the lower 48, is dealing with this extreme cold. In fact, some places in Florida and the Gulf Coast did not make it above 0 Celsius this afternoon. Just unbelievable cold. And in Florida, that cold was accompanied by wind gusts well over 60 to 70 kilometers per hour. Just an unusually cold day, and it really does encompass much of the country. In fact, we had some places west of Chicago and even in Indiana where we had high temperatures that were 20 below 0 Celsius.
Forecasters expect another Arctic blast to make it even colder for much of the Northeast by week's end. The new year brought new laws and regulations into effect across the U.S., including California, which became the 6th U.S. state to allow the sale of recreational marijuana to people 21 years of age and older.
It's a pretty moving experience for folks that have been working on this for decades and decades and decades.
More than 1 in 5 Americans now live in states where recreational marijuana is legal for purchase. Israeli archaeologists have announced they found a 2,700-year-old clay seal impression believed to have belonged to a governor of Jerusalem mentioned in the Bible. The size of the coin with Hebrew inscriptions depicts 2 men wearing robes standing facing each other. It was unearthed near the plaza, the Western Wall, in the Old City of Jerusalem. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.